Hey y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you stopped by. My name is Connor Morganti, and I'm devoted to bringing you the best of all things money each and every week. Do you listen to other financial experts' advice and think, that just doesn't make any sense? And there has to be something different or maybe even better. Does your money situation keep you up at night? When you balance your checkbook or look at your 401k statement, do the words frustrating, overwhelming, intimidating, and challenging come to mind? Maybe you're a good little saver and pay all your bills, but want to know how to get to the next money level. Do you wonder why the rich keep getting richer? Join me each week to get your free money coaching, all while keeping the conversation real with straight talk and a little bit of humor. Because let's face it, I'm hilarious. If you've been searching for a helpful and heartfelt virtual learning opportunity without judgment, well, sister friend, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Southern Fried Business Podcast. The opinions and information in this podcast are for general information only. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. Hey, y'all, and happy Tuesday. I'm back for another edition of Terminology Tuesday, where I break down money terms into easily digestible snacks to increase your knowledge and build your confidence. When financial people are using industry jargon, do you feel a little lost? Tune in each week and you'll be explaining market updates and translating money lingo to all your friends in no time. Today, we're chatting about the PPP, also known as the Paycheck Protection Program. Whenever I say the PPP or my daughter overhears us talking about it with my husband, she just laughs and laughs because in a six-year-old world, PPP is like the best joke ever. But the definition for this program is, get ready, the main stimulus for small businesses in the CARES Act is the Paycheck Protection Program. The $659 billion funded under the Small Business Administration Business Loans Program account is intended to provide loans to businesses to guarantee 8 weeks of payroll and other costs to help those businesses remain viable and allow their workers to pay their bills. So I guess the easiest way to relate how the PPP works, I'm just going to give you a very brief and broad example in my own life, right? So my husband and I, we with a business partner, own a small hotel in a resort mountain town here in Colorado. So unfortunately for us, we closed on the property in January, right before the COVID shutdown. So before we could even really get moving and shaking, we had to close the doors. So, but where this Paycheck Protection Program, say that fast three times, came in handy is we were through the SBA, we were able to apply for a payroll loan. And that allowed us to pay our workers. So now we are a small hotel, so we didn't have a big staff. So our loan wasn't this huge, ginormous thing. But what it did allow us to do is keep our main staff on payroll, employed, right? We didn't have to lay anybody off. And where we did have good timing was in the hotel world. If you own a franchised hotel, whether it's a Wyndham brand or a Hilton brand, things like that, you are required every so many years to do what's called a PIP. And I think, just because this isn't my world, it's my husband's world, I think that stands for Property Improvement Program. But if I have a commercial realtor listening in today, if I got that wrong, please let me know. Send me a DM or an email and let me know if I got that anagram wrong. But at any rate, you're expected to update the property every so often to stay within that franchise brand guidelines. So some hotels What they do is maybe they redo their brand. So you have to update all your logos and your signage. Maybe they have a whole interior redecoration plan and you have to comply with that redecoration, and you have to do that within so many years of them announcing that. So where our timing was pretty good with the COVID shutdown was that we were able to, even though we were shut down as far as guests were concerned, but I think we did still have some hospital workers stay with us and healthcare and things like that, which was great. But what really helped us was this PPP program. So we were able to take that loan and we were able to keep our entire staff on payroll without laying anyone off. So that meant our GM stayed on, our housekeeping staff stayed on. And then what we were able to do also was employ some full-time construction guys and gals, because that's where our timing was great. We had to start on this PIP. We wanted to go ahead and get the rooms updated and refreshed. We were working on some exterior things. We've got some new signage on tap to go in, but we were able to continue to pay our workers, even though we technically didn't have hardly any income from the property. And that allowed those people to buy groceries, not go on unemployment, pay their rent, pay their mortgage, do whatever they needed to do to stay afloat. And I think that's really important as a business owner. You need to take care of your people if you can. And so that's where the PPP helped us as a business. So I'd be interested if you had experience with that. I'd love to know, did you have a positive experience? Did you have a negative experience? Did you even know about it? You know, give me your thoughts. I'd love to know more, because we're kind of new to this situation as well. My husband and I have both been entrepreneurs for a long time, or self-employed, but this is our first foray into having true staff and employees that we have to take care of. So anyway, I'd love your thoughts. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have another great term broken down for you, and I hope to see you then. Later, Gator. Thank you for joining me today on the Southern Fried Business Podcast, where I help women gain the confidence they need to take control of their checkbooks and live the life they once envisioned for themselves. Join me next week for another timely info drop that will help you level up. Ladies, it's time to fund your life.